just trying to change the world here, people.
Oh, really?
The Facebooking and the tweeting and the Instagramming, all that would not exist without our understanding of science.
So it's amazing how you do that as an insult.
You mean true for you is different from true for anybody else?
Have yeah,
to
absolutely,
to
because I can't
think either got to be true or not.
I can't, no.
Good evening, Oh Really Radio listeners. Welcome to show 27
folks?
For Friday, October 10th, 2014.
Up,
we have Ann. We have Don.
What's up, bitches?
Well, we don't have Don. I'm sorry.
We don't have Don.
Fuckers, motherfuckers.
She's been drinking, by the way, folks.
Really drunk edition of Oh Really Radio.
Yes, let's just get that out of the way. By the way, we've been drinking, ladies and germs. So we've got.
I don't know. After this week, I think it's due.
Hi, I'm Andy. That was David.
I'm David. The screaming woman is Ann.
And Mike just had a little alcohol.
Ann! Oh, it's Ann, yeah.
And it's Ann.
That stuff's good,
oh
but it burns.
Oh, my God, and I just put my head on the goddamn lamp.
Motherfucker.
Fucking bitch, so, I have to go to the emergency room. But no, I can't feel anything. I'm so fucking trash.
So,
wow.
That's going to be the show, man. Pretty much. We have lots of stories, and we may or may not actually get to them. We'll see what happens.
Ann will be introduced. Wow, interested?
Yeah. Ann, you had something about relationships? We'll do the Ask Ann.
Yeah.
Let's ask Ann.
Well, what's going on? It's a guy.
Okay.
He's gone out on 20,000 dates trying to find the perfect girl. He's always, and this is the deal, he's trying to compare them to his ex-wife.
That'll never work.
Who left him. She basically dumped him. And that's what I think's going on. Nobody is going to fit that mold that she was.
Well, nobody
and
should.
No. If honestly,
I think
if
he's deliberately sabotaging himself. Because he met this really, really kick-ass, beautiful fucking girl, really smart, and
now you think it's deliberate?
He fucking broke. He broke it off with her. Yeah.
I do.
I really think.
Well, it's
this isn't the first time this has happened.
She might be awesome, but they might not fit together.
They may be
but
awesome.
He's been hanging out with her for a couple months, man.
That doesn't mean
he anything. Met her kid. He loves her kid, her daughter.
Well,
I have the 90-day rule where you don't really see a person's colors until a few months in. Then you start to find out who they really are, because before that, they're not comfortable. They don't really know you. All that stuff.
Yeah, especially with modern.
When they let those walls down. That's when you find out whether or not it's going
to
work.
You got to give enough time for the freak flag to fly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you think she would just
put in present rule zero violation until they show you they're crazy.
Well, you know, oil. Oil is awesome. And water's awesome. Put the two together and they don't get along very well. So,
but you can light the oil on top of water and have burning water. That's
yeah, cool. you can light that shit on fire.
Bitch.
You,
that's not what I was going for,
you,
but
you could do that.
Is
I'm
optional.
Sorry. No, I mean, not like burning a carcass. I'm saying burn the oil off the water, but maybe that's not a good
burning
idea.
Burning bitches.
Never mind. Forget about it.
Now, maybe.
You hear about lab-grown penises?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he just doesn't have a big enough Johnson.
They can grow him that, though.
Oh, no. He does.
Thanks
our
to.
Our friend tried. Never mind. Forget
thanks
about
to
it.
Scientists.
Have a good day.
Your friend tried the goods. Tried him on for size.
No. He didn't want to be with me because I was too fat. Basically, that's what it was. He likes like really skinny chicks, and I was too fat. But he basically had just his ex had just broken up with him, and our friend had kind of set us up. But the whole date, he was bitching about his ex. And I just listened to him because I was in the counseling psychology program at the time doing a master's.
And I was study. Like,
boy, this guy is fucking angry. But he
needed to
I
vent.
Enjoyed listening to him.
He needed a girl.
But he wasn't attracted to me because I was fat. He likes like really super skinny chicks.
Well, the story about the lab-grown penises, such as it is, scientists at Wake Forest University just announced they're developing lab-grown penises, which can be transplanted onto men suffering from congenital abnormalities or traumatic injuries.
Now, this is the part that's bullshit to me. This is the same team that grew lab-engineered vaginas.
Oh, good. Then they've got some experience.
Which went to 4 female patients.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, so they have to go through 5 more years of shit with the penis. It's like, is it really that different than transplanting?
So what do you think? Are they going to make, like, robots? Like robotic
workers? No, this is BioWare.
No, yeah.
Realistic vaginas?
No. This is real shit.
This is real shit. It is actual flesh and blood penis grown in a lab that can be transplanted onto a human.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, this is also going to be the richest volume of sound bites and clips that I'm ever going to be able to grab.
Ever.
Because the things that just came out of David's mouth, priceless.
And they can make you a new vagina if you don't like that either. So,
I think they got a combo for that.
How do they put that shit on? Do they just like stitch it on and shit? What do they do?
Well,
I am not privy to the specifics.
I believe that would involve surgery.
Yes.
In no uncertain terms.
Certainly involves surgery. The specifics of that surgery.
Well, you gotta.
I don't want to imagine.
You gotta graph that shit out. I mean, come on. You gotta.
I'm not gonna draw myself a diagram for how this shit's gonna work.
No, and you probably shouldn't either. So, with that, that was the most controversial science that we have. But they're also working on real cryogenic sleep for astronauts. Finally,
that is cool.
Which is crazy cool.
Yeah, we've only been reading about this for what, decades?
Yeah. Well, again, I'm gonna reference one of my favorite TV shows, House. It's called protective hypothermia.
Yeah,
yeah.
In certain situations, they will, and they can do this, and it is relatively safe. A person's body temperature to the point where they're essentially dead, but not yet. And it buys them time to figure out how to fix things. You know, it's there are cases if you follow weird news like we do, you find cases of people who have been fucking frozen and they're assumed dead. And then they wheel them into the morgue. They thaw out and the person wakes the fuck up. Human beings are capable of hibernation. It's just not something we do easily. So
they're working out the scientific process for how to do this.
A very specific set of things.
Cool.
A very specific set of situations has to happen. Basically, it has to be a rapid cooling. It has to be kind of from the inside out. Can't just be an exterior thing. So they are also shooting cold into the lungs to cool the body quickly. So it's interesting. Basically, the state that they're trying to get is referred to as torpor.
Yeah.
Which, if you've ever played like...
Torpor.
Torpor.
I'm sorry.
Torpor? No.
My lips are numb.
Twerp? Is that what you thought?
My fucking torpor. Lips are numb.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Okay. Right now they're working on...
I feel no pain.
I don't think these people will either. Because in cryostasis... To do this, the company has developed a 3-stage system. Step 1 involves sedating the person and using a neuromuscular blockade to prevent movement, whereas step 2 is the physically lowering of the person's body temperature to about 10 degrees Fahrenheit, thereby reducing cellular activity and metabolic rate by around 70 to 50%. Why would you do the reverse? No. Bad Andy.
70 to 50%?
Bad beer. More beer.
Essentially... you're still getting the point across.
Exactly. It's achieved by two cooling pads and nasally inhaled coolant, as I was saying earlier. Then, once in torpor, the subject is hooked into an intravenous drip that supplies the body with all the nutrients needed to keep them alive. I would dare say that that's the most important step.
Yeah. This is a lot friendlier sounding than the other cryogenic stasis that I had seen. They put dogs into this cryogenic state, but the way they did it, they literally froze them, basically. But first, they pumped all the blood out of them and replaced it with basically an antifreeze.
Well, that's an option.
It's an option, except for blood doesn't hold. It doesn't last long outside of the body. They have to use it right away. So once you get to wherever you're going, there has to be a means to produce enough blood to fill your body so that you can live after they thaw you.
That is a problem.
And that's a problem. That's a problem.
That is a bit of a problem. The potential onset of pneumonia, muscle atrophy, and bone loss have yet to be addressed, and the long-term effects of stasis on human organs is still largely unknown. SpaceWorx, the company involved with this, still has a long road ahead of them, but in just a few years of research, it's not unreasonable to think that suspended animation, cryostasis, torpor, whatever you want to call it, might finally bring a manned mission to Mars within reach. Because that's of course, what we're talking about. We're talking about deep space flights.
Yeah. Because 3 months is a long time to be cooped up in a tin can.
Yeah, that does things to your brain, man.
I'm not getting laid, man.
Fucks you up. Makes you weird.
That's why we need female astronauts. So ladies, get into science. Do it for science.
So we got some other weird, more human interest insane stories out there. In keeping with the theme of pushing a human body to its extremes down here in Puppety.
Which one is
oh
it?
Dear. Sorry. Oh dear, what are you thinking, Anne? No,
that guy.
Yeah, just recently.
Oh my god, I'm gonna fall off the chair.
Well, if I was doing what this guy was doing, I'd probably fall off anything I was near.
Like, what do you think it's like to have sex in zero gravity? Do you think it's good? Like, can you get on top of somebody and float around and shit? What do you think?
It's probably difficult to hold each other together.
I'm imagining some interesting things like elastic straps. No, like elastic straps, you know. You have to bungee cord yourselves together.
You need a sexual seatbelt. Okay, we need to invent it. Come on now.
I'm pretty sure that NASA has already talked about
it. I'm pretty sure they've figured this out already.
I'm pretty sure they've already done it.
And astronauts are smart.
Yeah. It's like, wait, you mean we get to stay in space in free fall for a long time?
I'm sure that there's probably like a room with handholds on all four walls, you know.
Shattered walls.
There's a way to get this done if you have enough handholds and footholds. That's all I'm saying.
A sleeping bag for two.
Life finds
to the wall. Yeah,
indeed, life finds a way.
So, anyway, as far as life
That's
finding a way,
awesome, dude. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's fucking awesome.
And that's not even the story. Okay. So a man was rescued in a floating bubble off Florida coast because he was running across the ocean.
Yeah.
For world peace.
Yep. He was in a giant inflatable plastic bubble.
That's awesome.
And he was literally trying to go around the world on the ocean in his inflatable bubble. And he had run himself to the point of absolute exhaustion.
Yeah.
When Coast Guard found him.
Holy shit.
Well,
he was trying to ask directions.
I can't even feel my fingers. I hope I don't grow up.
They found him disoriented and asked and he asked how to get to Bermuda. The man originally refused help, but the Coast Guard still monitored him, thinking that he might be out of his mind. And sure enough, he was then rescued a little bit later due to fatigue. The man's website says that his goal is to run across about 200 nations as a way to promote world peace. I'm really curious as to his running bubble apparatus thing. Because, boy, I ain't getting in the Atlantic Ocean in a bubble like that and thinking I'm going to run all the way across.
It has anything really sticking out of it that would catch along the water and cause it to propel in any direction whatsoever.
It looks like it does have an exoskeleton kind of thing. It looks like it has an interior balloon, and on the outside it looks like a PVC lattice.
I don't know.
You'll find the links in the show notes at oreillyradio.com for show 27. But it's a weird looking little thing. It's like a donut, basically. He's running in a giant donut, clear plastic donut. And that's the other thing. He chose perhaps a poor color, since that's gonna. I don't know if that's going to block out any of the UV. So he's also out there just baking himself to death.
Good idea.
It might black out some UV. It depends on whether or not he's got a coating on there. And
I don't know. It seems like just a really poor.
But out in the ocean, you're getting it double because it's reflecting off the water. And
yeah. Well, speaking of stupid human tricks and basically just bad things to do, let's talk about that one that you dug up there, David.
The obscured photos?
Yeah.
That's under...
Yeah.
So, let me read the headline so you guys can get your what-the-fuck moment, because you need this. Upskirt photos don't violate a woman's privacy, rules D.C. judge. Just going to let that simmer
for a couple seconds.
And don't give a shit about no obscured photos at this point in the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you need a moment?
I'm really trash. I'm like, I can't even feel my hands. I'm so fucking trash. Sorry.
About how much of that bottle of Crown did you
have? I don't mean to be like a bimbo. Like, I filled half of this cup.
It's a mason jar, folks. So half a mason jar with
a crown.
And
it's gone.
Diet ginger ale. There's still some left in that motherfucker. Look at that. Can you see it?
Did you have dinner?
Yeah. Oh, I had a meal replacement shake.
That doesn't fucking count.
That's not going to help you here.
So the answer is no.
Do you want me to make sausages in the toaster oven?
Yeah.
I can do it. Do you want to watch me put sausages in the toaster oven?
No.
Okay, I'll do that. But what if I burn them and shit? And then the fire people come and...
No, you just... You put it to a temperature and you bake them for 10 minutes. And if they're still cold, you bake them for 10 more.
10 minutes? They're frozen.
You have frozen
sausages? They'll be raw.
Start in
small. Okay, do you want me to take the camera over there and watch me bake sausages?
No.
Go
ahead.
Holy shit, what the fuck is my phone doing? Google now, fuck you. Get off, bitch. Sorry.
What the shit?
It turns on. Google now, you fucking bitch.
There needs to be a delivery fries place. That's what Papa John's and them need to get on.
Need fries?
So, pizza delivery? We need fries.
Just fries. Just the fries.
We need French fries.
French fries. Deep fried food.
Well,
is...
you know, fries are like the KGB of fast food.
Deep fried food is the only alternative to our current predicament here. Okay. And you probably should get something.
Wait a second. I need to interject.
Oh, do you?
Oh, dear.
Yes, this is important shit.
All right.
Okay.
Hit me. Stop trying to hit me and hit me.
My friend Gabrielle is moving in with us. She's divorced for about a year now. She's so fucking hot, dude. She is fucking hot. Okay?
Would you hit that, Anne?
I like dick, so...
And? Come on, nobody's that straight.
That's not the question.
If she's as hot as you're claiming, nobody's that straight. Come on now.
Okay, so...
Maybe...
Mr. Robinson may have a point there.
No, she is really pretty. Do you want to look her up, dude? Do you want to look her up?
We'll do that after the show. Because there's certain things that don't need to be archived.
Okay, listen. She used to work at Disney as a dancer, and she was in the Lion King show. And she was the bird. It's an aerial balletist. Okay. And she used to like zoom around the stadium and all that shit. And she did that for about 5 years. And did you know that they got rid of the Lion King show and they're putting some other show.
Well,
so what happened
it's the circle
was
of life.
Her boyfriend, I mean, I'm sorry, her husband, he was a fucking druggie, whatever. She broke up with him. She went back to Romania because she's from Romania.
You have my attention.
Then she came back and
you have my attention.
Yes, go on.
Yes.
Go on.
Oh you my have gosh, before. She's so
I
so
have to apologize.
Beautiful.
Oh my god,
she is fucking so hot. I'm gonna have her on the show, dude. Totally.
Okie dokie.
And you're going to be like,
all right, then.
Coming
well,
in your
I think
pants.
We're all okay with this.
All right. Well,
so anyway, we're back to Romania because that's
hold,
where she's from.
Hold. For listeners, for our audio listeners, you are missing out. You need to go out to YouTube and you need to see the shows. Okay? We stream these live, okay, every Friday at about 9:30, okay? And you can watch this craziness unfold live before your very eyes.
And you can watch Anne in all of her drunk glory.
Yes.
Because she does some things.
Yes. Now
that's awesome.
I think I might puke. I'm that drunk.
Don't puke on
really
camera.
Anne?
No. I would just go to the bathroom. I wouldn't like puke. I wouldn't show you my fucking puke. What do you think? I'm not classy?
I would never suggest such a thing.
You are a classy broad.
Perhaps.
What's a classy broad like you doing in a podcast like this?
Seriously.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've lost complete control of the show.
So on September 4th...
where are we? What has happened? Okay. Oh, wait.
Washington,
yes.
D.C. Superior
we
Court
have a
Judge
show.
Juliet McKenna dismissed charges against Christopher Cleveland, who was accused of taking pictures of women's skirts without their consent or knowledge at the Lincoln Memorial.
Judge McKenna ruled that no person could... quote, have a reasonable expectation of privacy, end quote, when clothed and positioned in the manner in which these women were in a public space, sitting on steps in a skirt. That's remarkable.
So, this court finds that no individual clothed and positioned in such a manner in a public area in broad daylight, in the presence of countless other individuals, could have a reasonable expectation of privacy. She cited that the photographs were not incidental glimpses, and in fact were images that were exploded to the public without requiring any extraordinary lengths, or in fact any lengths whatsoever, to view. Although she admitted that his action was disturbing, she was not convinced that his actions of photographing publicly exposed areas of women's clothed and unclothed bodies, including the upper portion of their buttocks and breasts visible through their clothing, was sufficient enough for officers to arrest him.
Wow.
Incidentally, this judge is from Indiana, a known red state, and was appointed by George W. Bush, a Republican president.
Yeah, you know, I
that's looking, not somehow knowing that I'm not at all fucking surprised.
But here's what's surprising. Her name is Juliet McKenna. I would think that a female judge would perhaps have a little bit more sensitivity to the issue of perversion of a peeping Tom.
No, but you're forgetting that this is I'm 97% certain this is a good Christian woman who thinks that these women walking around in skirts are immodest and therefore the devil, and they deserve whatever comes to them because she's a fucking bitch.
There's that.
Well,
to play the devil's advocate here, if you're hanging out in public in a short skirt with your legs open wide for all the world to see, and somebody takes a picture of it and you're sitting on a national monument, do you have that right to privacy there, or do you not?
Devil's advocate, yes, you fucking do, because you have the freedom to wear and do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
This is that rape argument. No, she's not asking for it. She's doing what she wants, and that's her fucking choice. Leave her alone.
Yeah, I mean, this is borderline slut shaming.
Yeah, that's true. All it is.
Yeah. Now, Judge McKenna, as we've just found out what she's up to, she's actually a family court, a family law professional. That is her history. Practiced in family law, including in D.C. Superior Court Family Court Implementation Committee, for the Family Court Panels Committee, and the Advisory Rules and Practice Standards Committee. And in 2001, she was elected to a three-year term in the D.C. Bar Family Law Section Steering Committee. So she has a long history of both child welfare law, family law, and setting some of those laws up. So it's just a remarkable thing to think that such an upstanding professional would have such a shallow view of personal privacy.
Upstanding needs pretty heavy air quotes there.
Now, this is something where we don't know what the pictures are.
No, we don't.
But the impression that I got was that they were taken not from, you know, what you would assume an upskirt shot to be, which is a guy gets close to a woman, puts a camera in her skirt, and takes a picture up. But rather, he was standing a ways away, saw an opportunity, and took a photograph of that instead.
I think he needs a job for things, you know, some of the tabloids.
Sounds kind of like paparazzi.
Some of the tabloids, yeah. Maybe TMZ needs to hire him as a freelance photographer. I think that'd be good.
So, like, it doesn't matter how you do it. You're still a scumbag.
True enough. So I just found an interesting website that I'm going to just plug real quick. Judgepedia.org.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
Judgepedia. It's like, what is this? This is interesting. I didn't know that there was kind of a Wikipedia just for judges. That's awesome. So thank you, Internet, for betrothing us with this kind of information.
The Internet really does know everything.
It does. It does. You know, once said, it's on the Internet. Okay. And I also apologize for the feedback, if you're probably hearing it as I am. I'm hearing myself twice, and can't do anything about that right now, so I'm sorry, you're just going to have to deal with it, just like
it are what it are.
Womp womp.
Yep. So, those of you that have driver's license have probably encountered police officers at some point in your driving career. And if you
are, well, I lived with one.
If you were pulled over and the officer came out and said, let's see, what was the line? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
I think my response would have to be, Hail Satan.
But a state trooper.
There is no God.
There is no Jesus. Only Zool.
Only Zool. Yeah. But if a patrol officer, a state trooper, were to pull you over and ask you
just for that?
Just that.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
There is more to this story. I
would have that officer's badge.
I read a little more complete story at a different website.
Okay.
He wrote her a warning for speeding and then asked her if he could ask her a personal question.
And then he handed her a pamphlet.
To which she replied yes, feeling that she could not refuse.
Yeah.
But you can always refuse a personal question after your business is done. He's already given you the warning. There is no more harm.
I believe, unfortunately, David, that the things that we've seen around the country, especially with Ferguson looming, you know, heavy on our memories.
Yeah, no one's going to say no.
No one's going to say no.
True. Fair point.
Yeah.
That's fair point.
It's not done until they drive away.
I would probably say it.
It's not done until they drive away.
Yeah.
That's when it ends. Until then, not so much. Yeah, so this was...
I should probably ask him what about.
The story I found was out on rawstory.com, and an Indiana woman says that a state trooper pulled her over this summer and asked her if she had accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior. Ellen Boggan said that she was stopped in August by Indiana State Trooper Brian Hamilton. I'm going to name names because it's the internet and we can do that. He also handed her a pamphlet asking her to acknowledge that she is a sinner. And really, this violates...
Threat, bitch.
So many laws. And at least
that's
two...
Threat, motherfucker. I'm a sinner.
Really?
Sorry.
Wow.
Really? Okay.
Do you want me to show you my friend? Oh my god, she's so fucking hot, dude. Do you want me to show you her? I can't do it on...
Let's wait till after the show. We'll wait till after the show and then...
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to show you her.
On air.
Not while we're live.
Oh my god.
That's a private message
she's
kind of thing.
She's really fucking hot.
Just
like,
email Andy the picture.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Email Andy the picture.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. But yes, I do want to see it. Anyway. Okay.
She's so beautiful. Oh my god. Damn.
I think Anne would hit that.
I don't think she's that straight. Do I have your unit you text message you? No, I never licked anybody's carpet. Shit.
What if it's a wood floor?
Dick, man. I fucking like dick a lot. I'm so sorry.
Welcome to our really radio.
Believe me, I've thought about it.
Drunk casting.
I've had some really fine ass bitches. Fucking A, dude. You don't even know. Yeah. But I really do. I like penis. I mean, bumpy fuzzies doesn't do anything for me.
Bitches get all the best bitches.
You know,
it's true.
Anne is a tough act to follow. She's a tough act to follow.
Here, this doesn't have her name on it. Do you see her?
Take it down. Send it later. It's okay. All right. Essentially, getting back to...
I can't wait!
I can tell. Getting back to the story at hand, though, Anne. Okay?
She's moving in with us.
It'll be all right. Just let it happen. Just let this happen.
I'm sorry.
We'll talk all about it.
Shh, I'll be quiet. Shh.
Okay. We're not trying to overstep you. You know, your input is valid and valuable. It just happens to be completely non sequitur to what we're actually talking about at the moment.
I'm sorry. I got ADD and PhD and whatever.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
STD.
But
not no fucking STD motherfuckers.
Okay.
But he did reportedly give her a pamphlet.
Yes. Advertising the Policing for Jesus Ministries radio program hosted by Trooper Dan Jones.
Now, when I read this, I was like, I gotta know what this is all about.
Did you go take a look?
I tried. There is no information. And I'm starting to wonder if this is a made-up story. because you would think if there was a radio program, Policing for Jesus Ministries, hosted by a Trooper Dan Jones, you would find something on the internet, because everything's on the internet. But there is nothing. I tried every search I could think of to find this dude, Trooper Dan Jones, and his radio program, Policing for Jesus Ministries. And there is absolutely nothing that I could pull up.
Well, I did find the actual a PDF of the lawsuit that Ms. Boggan has filed versus the Indiana State Police Trooper Brian Hamilton in his individual capacity as defendant. A jury trial has been requested. This is the... I could do a case number, but it'd be ridiculous. United States Court, District Court, Southern District of Indiana, Indianapolis Division, Ellen Boggan, Plaintiff versus Indiana State Trooper Brian Hamilton in the individual capacity of defendant. Complaint for damages, et cetera, et cetera. Jurisdiction venue, blah, blah, blah. And it's in there. So...
And it's taking place in Indiana?
Yeah. So this...
Yeah, nothing's going to happen to him. It's a red state.
Yeah.
He's doing his godly duty.
He's gonna he'll get a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is,
and a stern warning, probably.
If somebody had actually gone through the effort of making a radio program, there is nothing on the internet about it. That's the thing that I find odd. Unless they hadn't actually started it yet.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Hard to say whether or not they have or not, or whether or not they've mastered the abilities to Photoshop something together but haven't put it online. You know, there's that possibility as well. It could just be an offline entity.
Yeah, anybody can make something in Word and print it out and cut little slips of paper.
Yeah. Anyone can do arts and crafts. I mean, we've learned that from our children. It's okay.
She said pamphlet. We don't know what this pamphlet looks like.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll keep an eye out to see if that that resurfaces anywhere. I'm not sure it will, and I really hope it doesn't, because so far that's just in this one case, that's two of our constitutional amendments violated in one sentence. So that's awesome.
He's underachieving until he gets to like four or five constitutional amendments that he's violating at one time.
I gotta go get some Japanese crackers. Can you hold on? They're creamy. Japanese crackers.
I hope you bring it up for everyone.
Go ahead. Go right ahead. whatever floats your boat.
Creamy.
I think you need something greasy, but...
Oh. Is she gone?
Those crackers are coming right back up.
Holy shit, is she drunk? Oh my god. Okay.
Incredibly.
Wow. I really do want to see this chick that she's going to show, but wow.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
yes, please.
I'm afraid that she's talked her up far too much, though. Anyway, let's move on. Oklahoma. Governor Mary Phelan blasted. Really? Really?
Where the wind comes sweeping down the blinds?
We're doing a show.
I couldn't remember the name of the lyrics.
Okay.
I only remember a little bit from Twister, actually.
Nice. That works. That works. That's good. Okay, Oklahoma Governor Mary Phelan blasts court for gay marriage decision. So I've heard a lot of this lately in how the insanely religious right have decided that the Supreme Court doesn't matter. Have you noticed this on multiple occasions? I heard one from Mike Huckabee earlier today where he said that it completely irrelevant.
They're very relevant in the systems of checks and balances.
Yeah.
I hate to burst any bubbles with this news, which shouldn't be news for quote-unquote constitutional Republicans.
Yeah.
They're actually...
You should know the goddamn government that you're part of. Fucking assholes.
You're really
wrong. I learned about this shit in grade school. I learned it three times in three separate grades. What the fuck is your problem?
I don't know how to say this, but the Supreme Court's kind of a big deal.
Hang on. Okay.
I don't know how to put this, but they're kind of
a big deal. Yeah, okay,
people
so... So I didn't have this one linked, but I had it in, I put it over in storage, and realized, wait, these mesh together so well, you know, that this is the same story, basically. So, the headline over at, MSNBC was Mike Huckabee threatens GOP over marriage. Okay.
Yeah, that was awesome.
The right wasn't pleased when the Supreme Court indirectly cleared the way for marriage equality in several states this week. But some conservatives took the news worse than others. For example, take Fox News' own Mike Huckabee, a former preacher, governor, and presidential candidate. Huckabee declared this week that, quote, any Supreme Court decision is just an opinion until Congress passes enabling legislation signed by the president. High court rulings, he added, are not the law of the land, as is often heralded. That's what he fucking said.
It says on this cracker box, enjoy this healthy cracker any way you want.
Are we still talking about Mike Huckabee? We're still talking about Mike Huckabee,
I'm
right?
I think the creamy crackers.
I told you it was creamy fucking crackers.
Yes, and I think that that's a wonderful euphemism for Mike Huckabee. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Anne, for giving me that.
The Mike Huckabee cracker.
That's right.
So go ahead and do you think, like...
Just go ahead and put some more...
You think when Don dumps me for a younger chick, like, you would be my man?
Mike Huckabee?
Mike Huckabee? What are we talking about?
No, Anne!
What are we talking about? What?
Okay, well, let me tell you the fucking real deal here.
Are you sure you want to do this on air? Let's wait for the show, Anne. Come on.
Maybe not. Okay, forget about it. But what if I'm passed out?
Forget about it. Just wait like 30 more minutes. We'll be done. We can get this off air.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Andy can find some place to hide in the meantime. Anyway.
Awkward moments of live podcasting.
I just want to say that there's chicks out there. That like guys that are really smart, and none of y'all are fucking ugly. I don't know what you think about yourself.
Well, I'm taking that as a compliment, so thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
I'm fucking serious. None of you really motherfuckers are ugly.
I'll take it.
You're very nice looking. You really soaking are.
It in. Just soaking it in.
I'm not just fucking telling you this to be some fucking kiss ass. I'm eating a cracker right now.
It's okay. We know that the Crown Royal Truth Serum has gotten to you.
No, you're serious when you're eating a cracker.
The Truth Serum.
Okay, it's the thing. It's called...
Cracker Truth.
What is it called? No, it's called Sapioso.
Yes.
You're in it. You're sexually attracted to intelligence and others.
Sapiosexual. Yes.
Now, I'm not trying to say that about people that already have relationships. I ain't trying to get in on your.
So you like women. Men whose brains are hung like a horse.
All right then. Good to know.
Perfect reaction.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to give it up because there's chicks out there.
I'm just going to file that away for future reference.
I'm going to need another beer to wash down this beer.
Dude, I'm trying to be real here. Just fucking go with it.
Real as it gets, Anne.
It is. It is real as it gets. And I have to say, I have
none of you.
But wait,
none of you motherfuckers are ugly. And if you think you are, you're fucking delusional. Okay? And you're smart.
I hope
a lot
that,
of chicks out there that would be coming in their pants to go out.
I don't believe praise gets any higher than that, folks.
Nope.
No higher.
I'm being
too.
Fucking serious.
I'm
because if you're with a dumb motherfucker, that motherfucker don't make no money. That motherfucker's a loser.
Excellent.
Oh, I'm being serious here.
So did you see?
Really?
I would like everyone to know that I don't edit the shows.
No, we're good.
I don't edit this.
This is the truth serum. Okay, I'm speaking from the heart. I know I'm fucking trashed,
I believe that your liver has channeled your voice at this moment and is telling us all the things that your liver knows. And your liver is wise.
I don't
wise.
Know if y'all have hang-ups about the way you look or something, but you need to stop because...
I don't in particular.
You have no fucking idea.
Thank you.
You have no idea. Okay, I think I'm horny.
All right.
The Don's coming home tonight.
Well, then.
Well.
He is going to be one lucky fella. Okay.
But we were discussing.
I'm sorry.
I think we were talking.
Sorry. Let me eat my creamy cracker, and you guys go on.
Just go ahead and put another Huckabee in your mouth. It'll be fine.
We're almost done. Just keep chowing down on the mics.
No. We need to call them Huckabees because we have a mic.
I was gonna let that one go. I was just gonna let that slide, Andy. You fucker.
Okay, never mind.
I got some redacted. Sexy shit redacted. To show you as soon as we're off the air, okay?
All right,
I got some sexy shit.
Let's get a story because I think it's our last one, and it's a hell of a pick.
I mean, she is fucking hot, dude. She's from Romania.
I don't know what constructive coverage we're providing on this episode, but at least it's good entertainment.
She is moving in with me. She is so awesome. She's such a happy person. I love her. But I think she's younger than all you guys. Do you like younger chicks?
So sure. Sure.
As long as she's not an idiot, I mean.
That is key.
Oh, no.
That is key. There needs to be a brain in the head on the shoulders.
She's
and preferably
the kind of
all
chick
the,
that,
all
like,
the other parts in the
when
right
we
place.
Go out, like, guys, like, stare at her and shit with her fucking mouth open.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about...
I wonder what that feels like. What does that feel like?
Okay. Actually, I know what that feels like. Strangely enough, I was doing... We'll eventually come back to the story, everyone.
We'll get there.
I was doing the sound.
Go on.
I was doing the sound for a friend's show. It was his birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at a gay bar in Orlando. And so we had the back room. And eventually it's like, okay, look, I need to go get a drink. So I walked over through the
bar. And checked
the
off all our clothes?
I was scanned up and down like a slab of beef as I walked up to the bar to get a drink. And that was awkward for me.
By a chick or a guy?
A bar full of gay men.
Ah.
Well, there you go.
I get
a little bit of that when I'm in my doctor suit when I go to the Renaissance Fair.
It was a gay bar. That was... There you go.
Very strange.
So
it's very strange.
I felt a little bit violated. I was like, stop looking at me. That you're looking at me the wrong way. No, stop that.
They were looking at your buttocks.
They were looking at everything. They were looking at things I didn't even think I had, you know? So anyway, okay, back to Huckabee? Should we go back to Huckabee?
I want to talk
No, we
more
shouldn't
about...
go back to Huckabee. Let's stick with Okay. Fallon.
Okay.
I want to talk about more, like, erotically sexual things. Come on. Let's do it.
I don't really have any more of that in the
in
the show.
No, we don't have any erotically sexual things in here.
I'm going to do it for you.
But?
I'm going to do it for you.
What?
Shh.
You got Huckabee crackers.
What was the best... What was the best screw you've ever had? Like, the mind-blowing
Phillips.
Screw you've ever had. No, I'm not talking about fucking screwdrivers.
Breakup sex.
You had breakup sex? That's incredible.
Yeah, a long time ago, but yeah, there was breakup sex, yeah. Yeah, because you know you've got all those like, you got all those emotions charged.
You motherfucker! You fucked me.
No.
Okay.
I think there were words, but I don't remember the words.
You don't really give a shit about the words at that point.
Yeah, words are words.
Fuck me like your dirty ex.
No, you see, that's not what you asked me. So.
Okay, I want more detail. Come on. No. Chicks talk like this. Let's be real.
But
there's chicks that talk like this.
Man,
I'm sorry.
We're not in a bathroom, all right?
What do you think this is, a locker room? Come on. Okay.
This is not the ladies' room at a nice restaurant.
Okay.
Maybe I have a penis inside my vagina. Come on, just come on. I want to be with a dick crew. Come on, dudes. Let's go.
We don't. Okay.
I'm just
Here's
one of the guys.
No. Here's a
my
hint.
My guys don't go to the bathroom for 45 minutes.
And here's a hint.
My name is
Andrew.
Dudes don't talk like this. Dudes don't talk about this.
No.
No, we really
Are you
don't.
Fucking serious?
I'm serious. We don't talk about this.
The extent of it is usually, you know, I hit that, and that's as far as you go.
Yeah.
You don't really go into detail.
No. There's a high five. There's a high five. Oh.
And then it's done.
There's a round of congratulations.
Like
yeah.
Oh. Fuck I guess yeah, girls dude. Are more.
Good job.
They're more visual.
And then the guy who didn't walks away like, man, that guy's fucking lucky. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, pretty much. We're not, when we talk about these things, we're not painting an erotic novel.
No.
Okay.
No.
There's no real giant narrative involved in the storytelling. It's
okay,
it's very base facts. It's like, yes, this happened, and oh boy, did that happen. And that's basically.
Okay, wait. Carol, this is another thing. I have multiple chicks. The chick I work with.
I'm sorry, you had multiple chicks?
She's had multiple guys. She's had multiple guys try to pick her up at work.
Huh.
Like, I felt kind of bad for the one because I kept coming over because she wanted me. She was banging on the cubicle wall saying, like, rescue me from this motherfucking old guy. I felt bad for him, but I could tell he was hurt because I wouldn't leave. You know, he was trying to pick her up. He was trying to ask her to some jazz thing. I felt kind of bad. I ruined his whole mojo, but she really wasn't into him.
That's,
her name is Colleen.
It's called sexual harassment. You know, the HR gets involved in those things, and that's bad.
You haven't met her. She is like, she's fucking gorgeous,
man.
So
she's the one that you would risk going to HR for. That's what you're saying.
Well, it was somebody that was, okay, I don't want to say where I work. It was somebody higher up in the company that had a very big title.
Okay.
Maybe not big in the penis area, but they...
He had enormous job responsibilities.
This was a pretty, this is a pretty
huge...
Okay, listen, this is what he said to her. He goes, listen to this shit. He goes, yeah, I got a boat. I just got my captain's license. He goes, ooh, I like jazz. He was like, you want to go to see some jazz with me? Maybe we can go on my boat.
You know, there are some women I'm fairly certain would have had them at I Have a Boat.
Yeah, probably.
I just got my captain's license and I like jazz.
Well, you know what? If you have a captain's license, then the boat is not a small boat. It's not a dinghy. It'd be a larger boat. So that's a good indicator. Those are some key words there.
Yeah, I think it was a yacht.
He's
an older dude. I mean, he's definitely not stupid. I mean, he was attractive in a older May.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I could do that shit, man. I don't know.
You know, I've met girls who were into that. was like, it was a barista at Barnes & Noble. I was trying to hit on this girl, and like, at one point, this dude.
Oh my God, where's your girlfriend? Is she hearing this?
He's like totally white in the hair. And when he leaves, she's like, man, he was so cute. Oh man. And I'm like,
oh wow.
What? Yeah, she was totally digging it. I was like, well, I don't have enough gray hairs to be here anymore.
Wow. Yeah, it's like, okay, well, you've told me what you're into, and I'm not that. Moving on.
I'm not that.
Are you going to go dye your hair now?
Okay.
No, I found another girl who was into what I am.
And that is what needs to happen for everyone.
Okay, listen. Listen to this shit. I'm sorry I keep interrupting you. I'm fucking trash, okay?
No. Listen, go on, Amy.
I have no more stories.
This is a story.
Of a lovely lady?
Of a man named Brady.
Of my ex. He wanted me to be like another chick. Okay? And this is kind of a serious issue because I understand that everybody likes to look at porn and stuff like that, but it was like, after a while, it was like, I couldn't do for him what he got off on. So we didn't actually like touch each other for like a whole year.
That's awkward.
And you know, you get kind of fucking lonely and shit and you're like, oh my God, I'm so fucking lonely. Why am I married? So he wanted me to dye my hair black and become this gothic looking chick and wear whatever. And I did do it for a little while, but it looked like complete shit. It really did. And he couldn't get it up after a while because I wasn't that chick. And then he started hanging out with his friends and I started hanging out with my friends and I refused to like, oh my God, we've got 11 messages in chat. What the fuck? Have you guys looked at this shit?
Oh. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, okay, let me finish. I'm sorry. This is the deal, though, man.
I wouldn't dream of depriving our listeners.
I understand. If anyone's still listening. Everybody masturbates, chicks masturbate. Let's just fucking be real. I'm sorry.
That's okay? As real as it gets, man.
I want to come and I don't have no dick. I'm going to help myself.
It's perfectly
out,
normal,
okay?
Unless you're running for president. Perfectly
all right,
normal.
But it was like I couldn't do it for him. Like I couldn't get him excited. And then he started lying to me and shit. Like, he wanted me to drive him around and shit when he was drunk and he was fucking high or whatever he was on. And it's like, I got tired of that shit, you know, because I wasn't, like, into drinking, even though, yes, I know I'm fucking trash right now. I don't really drink a lot. I know you guys have a hard time believing that.
No,
I really don't.
No, it's just when you go whole hog, and I can respect that.
That's right, motherfuckers. I go hog. Okay.
You want a large fry, motherfucker?
So, okay, there's other things. So he lied and shit. He was like, oh, I'm at so-and-so club in downtown, you know, XYZ. And I was like, oh, that's funny. I know that closes at 2 a.m., so I know that's not where you're at. And he was actually in a titty bar, okay? And I don't have a problem with that. Okay, listen to this. Wait, listen.
Depends.
Okay, I kind of was like, okay, I want to get rid of the stigma about titty bars. So I went to a titty bar with him, and I actually had a really good time. The chicks were really nice to me. They didn't have a woman's bathroom, so I had to go in the bathroom where all the dancers were, and they were so fucking nice to me. I think maybe they were lesbians, but whatever. They were fucking hot, okay? And I could see everything, but it was like, okay, and then I'm looking around for him, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. They had good music and shit like that. And I couldn't find him for a while, and I was like, what the fuck, you know? Where did he go? And I found him, like, in the back room getting, like, a lap dance and shit. And I was, I fucking flipped out. I mean, I didn't flip out on the girl because...
It's her job.
She, that's her, that's her job. Yeah. And she asked me if I wanted a lap dance, and I had this weird look on my face. I was like, oh, no, thank you, you know. But, like, this is real. I'm telling you real shit here, okay? And I fucking, I don't know how to describe how I felt. I was just like, he knew I had like really low self-esteem and I had a problem with it. So I decided to go to this titty bar because there was this German band that was in town that they played with and they wanted to go to titty bar. So I went and it was pretty cool. They played really good music. What the fuck are you writing on here? But
we're just talking amongst ourselves. Carry on. It's fine. No. We are listening to everything that you're saying. We're listening to everything that you're saying.
I was so fucking crushed, dude. I don't know. It was like betrayal. It was like he knew I had a problem with going to a titty bar because I felt like shit about myself. So like he disappears, and I'm asking people, and I could tell his friends had this look on their face. I'm like, do you know where he went? Blah, 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 blah. And they had this look on their face. I was like, yeah, they know where he went, but that's they're the, saying no.
Yes, but I'm not
and
telling you.
And then I
you.
Found him back there.
In the champagne
room? I
don't
have a problem with the chick. I mean, she, yeah, it was in the back. And she was beautiful. She was nice. She was cool, you know? I didn't have a problem with her. It's just, I just felt, I mean, what do you think about that? What do you think about that situation? I mean, I felt so
I think that,
I don't know, like.
If I was at a adult gentleman's establishment such as that with the woman I'm with outside of said gentleman's establishment, I would probably want to clear it. If I expected to make it home with my penis still attached to my body.
Just make sure that you have very, very strict guidelines drawn. What am I and am I not allowed to do?
Yeah.
I've dated some scary fucking women that would have like you wouldn't have found my body after
that. Yeah.
I would have been I wanted to leave him and shit, but I didn't. At that time,
I think at that moment, that moment would have been a fantastic opportunity. I think.
Well, I'm fucking stupid. Okay. I'm gonna say that straight out. I was with this guy since I was like 17 years old, and we got married when I was 21, and I was with him like half of my life. Yeah. So basically, a lot of the shit that went on, I thought was normal, but. It turns out it wasn't normal, and I didn't see that until kind of like towards the end, you know?
Yeah.
Like when he lied and shit, he came home and I left. I went down to my sister's house and he fucking like fell down the stairs and shit. He was calling me like 20 times and I just was like, fuck you. You fucking lied to me, you know? It's like, I was never good enough for him. And it was like, don't ever go out with somebody that you don't ever think you're good enough for. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll walk all over your fucking ass, man. They'll treat you like shit. And it's like, and he wasn't very good looking, I mean, at all. And I'm being honest. He was in a fucking band, okay? Maybe that makes me a fucking band whore. I don't know, but.
And what did he play?
He was the lead singer and guitarist, but
oh, there
I
you
didn't
go.
Fuck other band members. I didn't
Maybe you
fuck should've. Other band members.
Maybe you should have. Maybe it would have made it all worth it.
I hear it's all about the drummer.
Yeah, because they know how to go in a beat.
I'm not fucking spazzes, man.
I can't even describe to you, like, everything was all about him, you know? Like, his... Everything about him, and it was so, just like, it just made me feel like shit. And I went to counseling for many, many fucking years, and I finally was like, I can't do this shit anymore. And then I I fucking bailed, man. I told him, we went to counseling, and I couldn't do it anymore, man. I was just like,
it sounds like you had a long list of grievances and things that were, I suppose the term would be, irreconcilable differences that needed to be addressed.
Yeah, I mean, we had a very cool divorce. We didn't have any kids. We had already split all our stuff. So it was one of those really simple divorces that's really inexpensive. Mm-hmm. He didn't even have to appear. I went and they told me, you know, I was the very first one. They told me I was single, da 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 da, and they restored my name to my maiden name, and that was it. And I left, and I was like, holy shit, that was really fucking easy. But I mean, I'm not trying to say that he's a bad person.
He just wasn't.
I think
the person
he has a good
you.
Heart.
He just wasn't
the
person,
right person
for you.
I just think he was in his own world, you know. And it turns out the chick that he married has red hair, and she used to be a teacher. And it was just like he went out and fell and married a girl that was just like me. And it's like, I thought he wanted this fucking gothic chick with the fucking bob and all that, you know?
Maybe he's one of those guys that's trying to regain what he had after he lost it.
You never know what you had until you lost it, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. But you know what? That's not your problem,
dude.
Anymore.
It's not
your job. Not your job. Go to the warehouse and polish your knob.
I gotta tell you, man.
Wow.
I was. The whole thing is divorce is very devastating. It's if you can get through it. I mean, I'm so glad I did go through it because I was really unhappy, you know. And I didn't know what it was like to be with somebody that was a good person to me. I always thought that I deserved shitty assholes. You know how you rebound and you go out with another asshole and you think that's what you deserve?
This is definitely
but
why people need to...
You don't deserve that.
People well,
you
need got to
the,
date around.
You got the method right, but you got the mindset wrong. Is you go with the asshole as a rebound boyfriend. You know it's temporary. But you're there to.
I guess that's what I did.
And then you move on
like,
to the real deal afterwards.
She's like, you got to get under somebody to get over them.
Wow.
Well, that's not entirely wrong psychologically speaking, because being in a relationship is kind of like being on drugs.
A little bit, yeah. Now,
you get,
just real quick.
You shoot up
real
something
quick.
Else and it's like, hey.
Hold off, real quick.
Yeah.
We've gone on quite some time, and I've had quite a bit of alcohol through my system, and I need to go to the bathroom. So I'm going to give you my pick right now, and you guys can keep talking.
Alrighty.
Or we can end the show either way. Apparently,
we can end the show and just keep talking.
No.
Apparently, for the longest time, Homestar Runner has been absent from our lives. It has been dormant for many years, but they are fucking back.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
And they came back with an interesting music video, basically mocking hip hop rap and the music videos. And it's called Fish Eye Lens.
I love hip hop.
It is,
man.
Well, that makes one of us.
And
so
love
it's awesome.
That shit.
There you go. So talk amongst yourselves.
I know how to dance. I don't really. I have a pretty low self esteem, but. I know I can dance really good. I know that sounds conceited, but I used to take dance and stuff like that. Gabrielle's a dancer too, the girl that's going to move in. I'll have her on the show. You're going to fucking.
I'm going to remember her name forever now because you've said it three times. So.
Yep. I'm going to remember this woman to the end of my days. Yep. I really want to see her if she's that hot.
Okay. Yeah, she is. I'm not fucking around with you here. I'm not just saying that just to be like, you know.
Well, I mean, you know.
Fuck with you, but she is very. She's the kind of person, like, we go out in public and guys are just like. Like, your fucking mouth is open, man. Like, how does that feel to know you have all these guys, like. I
haven't even had the Andy experience of getting sized up like a piece of meat by a bunch of gay men.
I have been to the Renaissance Fair in my 10th Doctor get up, and I kind of look like him, especially when I do the hair right. Nice. And I've definitely attracted some stares, and it is kind of weird. Especially in a Renaissance fair when, you know, everyone's in all the ladies are in, you know, corsets and just about nothing else. It's like, well, hello. Yeah. And how can I help?
And then they stick a rose right there in the cleavage, just like a beacon for your eyes.
And how can I help the three of you?
I cannot stop staring.
Sniff my rose, motherfucker. Sniff my titty rose.
That's pretty
hey,
much
dude,
the statement.
Your fucking eyebrows are so fucking awesome, dude. I wish I could do that. Oh, look at that.
He is Michael Tennant.
Dude, oh my god, they're so fucking awesome. How do you do that?
It's he's got facial structure.
They've always been like this. I'm just lucky, I guess.
Are you sure you don't pluck your eyebrows?
I don't do
man?
A damn thing to them.
Nope.
Not a thing.
Oh my god.
Guys, really?
Are you
don't,
sure?
Guys, don't pluck
Look
their
at
eyebrows.
Them.
No,
God. Fucking
guys don't go through this much effort.
Guys, don't do this.
They're absolutely perfect.
Well, that's not true. Puerto Rican guys might go through this effort because they are like the Puerto Rican guys that I've known were almost metrosexual in their
obsession
with
if they want to go through that much
perfect.
Effort. If they want to go through that much effort, cool, whatever. You do you. I am
okay.
far too lazy for that.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like,
let's
yeah.
Let's talk about this. Okay, let's this question. Pubic hair, do you like it? Yes or no?
Do you
go.
Pluck it?
Okay. Hold on.
Is that what you just said? Do you pluck
let's,
it?
Hold
let's
on.
No, not
pause
pluck it,
right
dude.
Now. Let's
I'm not
put a
trying
pin
to be
in
all in
and,
the torture.
And on that note, hang on.
That's it for us tonight. We hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we've enjoyed making it. This is the part where I beg for audience participation. Head over to orellyradio.com. That's O-R-L-Y radio.com and participate in the live stream. Chat with us during the show on our IRC. And if you have topic ideas, email them to us at orellyradiopodcast@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 470-222-ORLY-6759 and post and vote on
Nobody
stories
listen to that
at reddit.com/r/OReallyRadio. And if that wasn't enough, we're all over the web. Check
this
out Facebook,
me,
Facebook,
this is somebody else.
Google Plus, and
a personality.
Even the video of the show archived at YouTube.com. Consider leaving us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, or if you really love us,
don't leave a
really
review
love us,
either.
Consider
please.
Help offset the cost of the show
no, leave
by contributing on our Patreon
please.
Page, accessible through the Help Us link on our homepage. We really can't thank you enough for spending time with us. Until next time, this has been Orelly Radio, part of the Common Services Network. Music Rocket and Pamgia provided by Kevin MacLeod at incomptech.com.
Now everyone may leave, or you can stick with us and
stand
okay, go.
And carry on.
Go! Free!
Be free!
Free
fly away! Fly away!
That bind you! Just go!
Oh my god.
Dude, I swear to god, I'm going to have all my friends over here, my chick friends, and yeah. we're going to come on the show and your
oh,
fucking mind is going to be blown.
Oh my.
It's going to be a good soundbite.
No, I'm serious because
so am I.
Well, I don't know if they I know Gabrielle would be on here, but I don't know if the other ones would do it. I think they would be kind of worried about it being used against, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That we do have to be sensitive to people that simply don't want to put themselves out there on the internet like we happen to be doing.
I want you to see them because you're going to be like, holy shit, dude. I swear to God. I'm just trying to be
all you can be
honest with you.
I appreciate your honesty. I do. I do.
I can
do.
Certainly respect that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great.
No. Okay, so are we ready? Are we off so I can show you my friend? What the fuck, man?
No, I thought you had more to share with our at-home audience. We're still recording. We're still live.
Oh, God. So what was I talking about? What did you want me to say?
Well,
what were we talking about?
You were you were pouring your heart out about your ex.
Yeah.
And then we switched over to pubic hair.
Yeah, it was at pubic hair that I said, okay. Yeah. And credits.
Pubic hair.
And the answer
do you like it? Yes, God. No. Go.
Oh, do we like
no.
pubic hair? On women?
Do you like the absence of it?
Yes.
Or do you like a big old hairy jungle bush?
I like a nice wood floor.
I'm with Dave on that one.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be shaved, perfectly smooth shaved, but it just gets in the way. Trim it back.
Yeah, there can be plenty of
same thing.
There can be plenty of artistic expression involved. It's fine.
Yeah,
you know?
you can throw a rug on there, just like a
walkway,
if you will.
Yeah, it gets in the way.
It's a different experience.
Totally shaved ball.
Too much effort.
Is that weird for you?
Oh, what? Totally.
It's not weird. It's
no,
just
not weird at all.
It's not weird at all. It's a nice feeling, actually.
Yep.
Is it?
We're being completely
weird.
Honest. Huh?
No.
And yeah, it's
okay.
It's more effort that I'm willing to put in, so I wouldn't expect it from her. You know,
it certainly paves the way for other activities. You know, that's much much more inclined.
I don't make
activities.
The demand.
How about that?
I do appreciate
cunnilingus.
Put in.
Yes.
That would be the one.
No, I would not put in as much effort into.
You talking about cunnilingus?
Well,
Colonel Angus?
Colonel Angus? Angus beef? Colonel Angus. Wow.
That's from Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
That's not for me, okay?
Yes, dining at the.
Okay,
line.
Listen. Mm-hmm. What do you think about.
Peanut butter? Great.
Chicks. that don't wear underwear on a regular basis. Go.
Amen.
Whatever.
Thank you.
I
don't know.
Why?
It.
I'm just. I can't imagine that's comfortable.
Yeah. It.
Supposedly it's,
matters nothing.
Okay, listen.
To remove
when
visible panty line. Only women care about.
When
just
you
said. That shit. In a negative way.
That's right. And when you sit on your muff all day, it doesn't have, like, air to breathe, okay? It needs air. Your muff needs air.
I was unaware that the muff needed air. So now that we know.
We've now entered the Dr. Seuss of the show.
So,
oh, the education.
Dirty Dr. Seuss.
Oh, the places you'll go, the things you'll see here.
There's too much heat and humidity in Florida.
The places
okay?
you'll go, the things you'll
and
see, whether soft or rough.
And when you're
rough.
Sitting on your muff, you create
when
a vacuum seal. And that shit is an ever-changing environment, as one of my gynecologists said. So, it doesn't have time to get
your gynecologist recommended
flow.
Going commando?
Well, he talked about, like, not wearing underwear to bed was probably a good idea.
Good man.
Salute to your OBGYN.
Okay. Now, I know that was
a
male OB.
If
so,
Don listens to this, he's going to fucking kill me, man.
He's going to listen.
He might die laughing.
He will die laughing. His face is going to be so fucking red. I want you to take a picture.
That's just like so not right. I don't want to be like a
you
fucking floozy.
Okay.
The only
And the only thing that you've said about Don is that he appreciates you in ways that you had never had in your previous relationship. That's only a compliment.
And then you took a giant shit on your previous relationship for a yeah. long period of time. Yeah. So I think you
I'm
and
really
Dawn
sorry.
Are going to be
I
just
had...
fine.
I think your current marriage is safe.
Chicks okay. have to get it out. Okay, we have needs too, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You have yes. to realize this.
I
want to get laid, motherfucker.
I think
okay?
there's
I'm sorry if that makes me sound like some kind of
Dawn gets
oh.
home.
There are so many men out there that are willing to hear your plea, that are willing to address that directly,
yep.
if at all possible.
I'm for real, and the chicks I hang out
for
with,
real.
Sometimes I want to get fucking laid.
There are dudes out there who are lonely. Like that old
they're
guy
not
with the yacht.
They're not into vagina. They want dick. Sorry. Okay? Gosh.
This isn't
identified
okay.
the problem. We can take steps to help.
Okay. So here's the other thing. When Dawn breaks up with me for a younger woman because I'm older, what's going to happen to my old ass?
Dawn's getting older too.
Yeah.
You realize that, right?
I would
you're,
say,
but guys,
not,
like
he's not
young, hot
still while you're this
and
ever
that's not me.
Disappearing into the age horizon.
Well, what you do is you move to the villages and you just stock the night table with Viagra, and you don't have a problem.
This person I work with lives there.
Going, man.
She loves it.
They got STDs out the wazoo.
Yeah,
she lives there. She loves it. It's the greatest place she's ever been.
I don't like
she
that
loves
place.
It.
They roll up the fucking
so
sidewalks at 10 p.m. At 9:30 p.m., you cannot order a fucking pizza delivery.
And
ridiculous.
And that's wrong.
Because they're fucking active.
No,
they're getting it on. What's the problem here?
I want a pizza after.
No.
I want a pizza after. What's wrong with that?
Your yeah. pizza. Go somewhere else and go get it. Let those old people fuck each other. God darn it.
Yeah, just go to Walmart where they don't care about actual people and just get yourself a DiGiorno. It'll be fine.
That was closed, too.
What? The Walmart was closed?
I
couldn't get
food from fucking Walmart. I had to go the next morning, and I picked myself up a meal for the next night because I was like, I'm working past 10.
That's like sacrilegious what you just told me.
That's...
You couldn't even go to Walmart and
I
get a
fucking
pizza? I
couldn't go to Walmart.
Pizza?
There was a place in California, too,
what?
Where Walmart
no.
was closed
what?
At 11 p.m., and I was
wow.
I had to drive to a different town.
Wow.
That's bullshittedness.
Yeah.
Oh, since this is still kind of the show, did you guys see that Walmart got into a bunch of heat with dropping yet more medical coverage from all their part-time employees? Like all of them? Another 30,000 or so employees?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's mighty mighty nice of them.
You should see the fucking plans that Claire brought home from her work. And they're not a small company. But I was like, I've seen better deals on fucking healthcare.org.
Yeah.
I can get better coverage than she can get through her company.
I dare say they're pushing it that way.
I got really good medical coverage.
It's an interesting dynamic, though, that they're going to create. Because if they push everybody towards healthcare.org.
Single payer.
Ultimately, outside of pay, they can offer you almost nothing that no one else is going to offer. 3 to 6% on your 401k.
Yeah, yeah.
You can manage yourself anyway.
If we all end up managing our own health coverage and our own insurance and everything, life insurance, all that, 401ks, if we all end up doing that as the American public, at some point, then all employers are then equal, and
yeah.
the incentive to stay there.
Yeah.
is gone.
Yeah,
so you're gonna have so much job turnover. It's gonna be insane.
Maybe
and job turnover leads to loss of profits.
Mm-hmm.
What about getting your vagina checked? That can cause some serious problems.
Well, in the Affordable Health Care Act, that's all included.
Covered.
That's included.
It's all included.
And your titties?
Yeah. Yeah, it's comprehensive women's health, yes. It's included.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm fucking really trash right now.
It's like the middle plan, he had to get to a $1,300 deductible, and then they switched over to a 20%, 80%. They did not have a plan that just covered everything. That plan didn't exist. You couldn't get it.
Well, the 20%, 80% thing, that's been going on for a very long time.
Right, but there's usually a plan in there where it's like, this is your copay, and this is your deductible, and once you reach this limit, you're not going to pay anymore. Yeah. They didn't have that plan. That plan does no longer.
Wow.
Just multi-billion dollar corporation doesn't have a plan that just has copays and a deductible.
We have two plans, one in PPO and one in HMO. Two in each of those. So a gold and a silver. So you get you know, the really good plan at gold, which is still not that good. And you get the silver, which is less good.
You just can't do PPO. Don't do PPO, man. If you have a bunch of surgeries and you owe a bunch of fucking deductibles plus the copay, and then you're in a bunch of fucking debt like I was a couple of years ago. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's not going to pay for the crown. It's just not going to. No.
No. No, crown's not covered under any medical coverage that I'm aware of.
Every time I turn around, they're like, oh, you got a deductible. It's $1,000 for
maybe
this
the crown.
And I just realized you're doing a Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, raise the arm.
With a crown bottle in one hand and holding the tin of crackers in the other.
Motherfucking creamy cracker motherfuckers that need insurance. Come to our land, motherfuckers.
Bring up the Annette or Best argument. And...
Oh, jeez. Don't turn it on. What are you doing? Smile.
Just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
It made a dingy noise.
Bullshit. My old
but
principal.
But can you imagine those people? Okay, listen to this.
Yes.
Those people that lived in horrible conditions in Europe. Did you see recently somebody was talking about how there was a lot of people that were Irish slaves?
Irish slaves.
You know, a lot of Irish people were slaves.
What century, what year, what decade are we talking about here?
I don't know, dude. I got to look it up, but I don't think I can type right now.
Okay, that's fine.
To ask me this particular time.
We'll do this history again.
Where the Irish were esteemed below black people.
Yeah.
And this was like...
I'm Irish and German, okay? So a lot of people came over, like my ancestors came over because of the potato famine, and everybody laughs about that shit. But a lot of people were starving to death and they couldn't eat. So
yeah, it's
a lot of people came over, and that's kind of why my ancestors came over. They're Irish and German.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Motherfuckers, like House of Pain. Jump around.
Okay.
I don't know how we got there from here. But
I don't know either.
We did it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen of the home viewing audience, I'm going to go ahead and sever ties now. We'll call this one in the can.
Run, save yourselves.
We're in the turd can.
We're probably going to be here for a while.
What about turds in the can?
Are you saying that our show is a turd?
Well, maybe some shit that I said was complete diarrhea, but maybe not you guys. But
you know what?
You guys are smart.
We can't be serious all the time. We just can't.
Nope. No. Can't do it.
Oh my God, David's yawning. Ugh.
Did you say that David was yawning or David is yawny? because that's...
He's yawning because he's bored.
Those are two very different things.
I am not bored.
He was yawning. No, he was yawning. Not that fucking long-haired...
That long-haired hippie douchebag.
Fucking...
All right. Well, audience, I
don't find him sexy at all. Okay, I think he's fucking ugly.
Victor Borka?
Sorry. Fucking, what's his name?
Yanni?
We're talking about Yanni.
We're talking about Yanni.
Yanni. I think Yanni is ugly. I'm sorry.
What about Perry?
I could not fuck that.
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, this is my life. If you ever happen to hang out with all of us, this is just what we do. This is no different than a normal Friday night or
this
Saturday
night.
This is
no different than us hanging out in Andy's kitchen drinking absinthe.
This is just what happens to my life.
Holy shit, you do absinthe, dude?
Well, of course. Yeah. Of
For
course.
Real?
Hell yeah.
Me and the Grand Fairy.
Awesome
we're
to watch.
We're like
the,
this.
Over
we're
the
like
cameras.
This.
Yeah, that was good.
We're tight.
I'm not talking about the shit they sell here in the States. Do you get it from another country?
None of it's made here.
With the wormwood?
Yeah, they've lightened up a lot on the restrictions for wormwood because they realized that was bullshit.
This stuff tastes and smells like gasoline should.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, wait a second.
It smelled like gasoline.
Licorice. Why are you giving me a glass of gasoline?
Did you have like a psychedelic experience, like almost like acid?
There was a bar in downtown Orlando called Absinthe Bar. Shocking, I know. I wonder what they served. Anyway.
Oh, so good.
Go on, yes.
The chick behind the bar had her own...
Was she so hot?
She was.
Had big titties?
No, not really.
She had
not
big
really.
Titties.
No, she was just insanely charismatic. Just really just a wonderful, bubbly person. Anyway, she also happened to have her own private reserve of wormwood that she had imported herself.
Yes.
So when she made our drinks, she added some of that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Mike can
attest
to this.
And what happened? Tell me.
Imagine the drunk that you are now, but being able to do calculus.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's incredible.
It's a lucid
Dude, we're
going
to have to go there and do a show. Can we go there and do a show?
We can't When the fucking mayor of Orlando decided to reorganize the way downtown was laid out, they got fucking kicked to the curb. So the Absinthe Bar is no more.
No longer exists. And it is
sad. Can we do this ourselves on air in our own home domiciles?
Yes. Yes, we can. That can be done.
How about it? We're going to have an absinthe show.
The absinthe episode?
Oh, boy.
Stories need not apply to the absinthe episode. We don't need no fucking...
No. We'll just fucking go, man.
Yeah, that's just going to be whatever... We might open a browser and say, hey, look what happened today.
Lord, man.
I got my pussy. Hi, pussy face. Look at. Can you see the pussy face? Oh, she's dark. Can't see her. Can you see her eyes? Look at her.
I can see eyeballs. Now, obviously, this is definitely a visual cue for a radio program. So, with that, since we've moved very much into the visual realm, I am going to end.
Okay, we have more to discuss. We have women and. Hot women to discuss.
Okay, and on that note,
so,
I am ending.
And discussed unfair.
I am ending for the 50th time. I'm ending the YouTube broadcast. So, vaya con Dios, mi amigos.
Yes.
Later, dudes.